Matthew chapter 26, 26th chapter of the gospel according to Matthew. We'll be reading verses 36 through 46. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Also, be on the screen as well. So if we have our places, let us read responsibly. In that place, you'll find these words written. Then cometh Jesus unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder.
And he took with him Peter and his two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy.
Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me.
And he went a little farther. And fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as thou wilt, but as thou wilt.
And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Watch and pray.
He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done.
And he came and found him sleeping again, but thy eyes were heavy.
And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words.
Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sin.
And let's read 46 together.
Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me.
Amen. For that blessing to the reading of his word as found in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46.
Thank you. this day. This may be the last. This may be the last time.
Well,
it may be my last time, but I don't know. See, we walk around thinking that we're going to be here tomorrow. We take for granted life and take for granted that we claim we know Jesus or say that we know Jesus. But we fall asleep on him every day. And if you would, I'll be brief. If you would, turn your Bible to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26, starting at verse 36. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26, starting at verse 36. Father, family, say amen. Because you never know, this may be your last time. And it reads as follows. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took up with him Peter, and two sons, and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as I will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter into temptation, and spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again, and second time he pray, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed on the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to the disciples and said unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into his hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at the hand that don't betray me. May the Lord continue blessing the reading of the word. If I may title this sermon, I would title it, we all have fallen asleep on Jesus. The affirmation of the title, support the title is, wake up or get left behind. I'm going to have 3 points. I'm going to close and I'm going to sit down. Amen? If you can't say amen, say ouch. And I tell you this, we all have fallen asleep on Jesus. When you look at verse 36 and 37, it says, then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit here while I go pray now. See, the thing is, when Jesus went to Gethsemane, and as he was there in Gethsemane, Gethsemane was a place that Jesus found peace. See, we all need to find us a place where we have some peace. See, because everywhere we go and in our houses, there's going to be something to distract us. See, just as we were sitting here and I was preparing this morning, I seen my baby crying. And see, when I was trying to focus on what I was going to say, I seen my baby crying. And see, as I seen my baby crying, I said, I need to get to my child. Because, you know, any good parent, if they see their child crying, they're going to go see what's wrong with their child.
Yeah.
But here, I'm going to tell you, just as we need and we cry, God looks upon us and he sees us crying.
Yes.
And just as I walked down and I comforted my daughter, I know I serve a Jesus that is a comfort. And as I sit and I wonder, when we're at home and when we're at places and we're doing things, we try to find a place where we find some peace. See, have you ever noticed that when you try to read, or maybe you don't read, maybe you don't study, if you sit somewhere praying, I hope you're doing at least that, amen?
Yes.
But if you sit somewhere trying to pray or be in the presence of the Lord, what happens? A baby cries. A phone rings.
Yeah.
A husband calls.
Yes.
A wife calls.
Uh-huh.
A neighbor calls. Something distracts you from being 100% focused on the Lord. You just fell asleep and you didn't understand. Amen. We fall asleep on Jesus.
Yes.
But here's the good thing about it. As Jesus laid there, as Jesus was sitting there and he was praying, the disciples got comfort.
Uh-huh.
And what did they do? It seems just like being somewhere and you just doze off in the middle of church.
Yes.
It's the same thing, they doze off on me. Amen?
That's right.
And see, when we sit there and we doze off, we never know, they may be narcoleptic. They may have a pill that they took because they got medicine.
Right.
Something might have caused them to fall asleep because everybody sleep ain't sleep. Mama used to say, every closed eye ain't sleep.
Yeah.
There's a child somewhere meddling and he got his eyes closed playing like he sleep. Amen?
Yeah.
See, that's the key word that we don't use today. Pin that in your nose. That's the thing that we do a lot of playing. See, a lot of us play church.
Amen.
And see, when we keep on playing church, you can't say amen, say out. Some of us play church, and when we play church, we get out of order. Amen?
Come
see,
on.
We call about we want one thing, and we say we're going to do one thing, but see, we talk those, but not do it.
Right.
See, a lot of times people say, I'm going to talk it until it comes into existence. Half the time when we talk it, we forget about it then. Amen? But see, here's the good thing. We serve a Jesus who fell on his face praying. And then it says in verse 37, it says, he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee.
Uh-huh.
The two that went with him, it was Peter, James, and John who went with him. Amen?
Uh-huh.
See, and if you wonder who you take with you, you got to watch who you have in your presence at all times. Amen? Because everybody that's with you ain't praying for you.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that's in your face saying, oh, I'm with you now, they ain't with you at all.
Yeah.
Everybody that say that they on your side are the first ones kicking you down the steps.
Yeah.
Those that sit there and say, I love the Lord, are the first ones that's doing something that ain't of the Lord's will in the way. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the good thing about it is, God sees it all.
Yeah.
But the Wilson Pickett said, we're going to wait till the midnight hour.
Uh-huh.
That's when the comes what? Amen. But see, hey, everything that happens in the dark comes to the light. And he is the light. Who is the light?
Yes.
Amen. Who is the light?
Yes.
Amen. Like we on, y'all woke, y'all not sleeping.
Yes. Jesus.
Amen. But then as we go, and I even hold you long, and when we sit there, you look at John, James, and Peter, they went on and went to sleep. But here we kick them. They didn't fall asleep just one time.
Uh-huh.
They didn't fall asleep twice.
Uh-huh.
It said Jesus went down a third time, and they was what? How many of y'all sleep? How many times y'all are first sleeping on the Lord?
Uh-huh.
See? How many times when we wake up in the morning, we forget to say thank you?
Yeah.
See, God, you over here choking, and I'm sitting there saying, Lord, don't let her fall out. Amen. See, uh-huh. That's what we do. We pray for one another.
Uh-huh.
See, you want people around you that ain't going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
You want people around you that have your back.
Uh-huh.
You want people around you that you can trust.
Yes.
And then you know if you do fall asleep, they ain't standing over you praying the evil on you. Amen.
Right.
See, that's what we, those that we can trust while we sleep.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing that we don't understand. We always put the trust in everybody.
Uh-huh.
But if we trust just in Jesus,
right.
Everything will be all right.
That's right.
But then right there, and it says also, Jesus became sorrowful, and it wasn't because he feared death.
Right.
It wasn't because he feared it at all. Because the thing was, he knew that his time was coming.
Yes.
But I think the thing that really kind of made it wild was that he knew it, he told them, they didn't believe him, and fell asleep.
Yeah.
But here's the thing was, when they fell asleep, it was like it says right here, and you wonder what you're going on, and then it says, Jesus questioned the will. and the necessity of drinking the cup. While Mary referred to death, the tested death that he tasted death. Yeah. And the thing of it is, when I go to verse 38 and 39, he was sorrowful, but he wasn't fearful.
There you go.
God doesn't give you the spirit of fear. If somebody say, I'm scared, it ain't because God made you scared.
That's right.
I hear Jackson all the time, we tell him, what's that? He said, it's dark. And he said, well, come on, I said, he said, no, it's dark. And then you look at him, he said, friend, nobody gonna bother you. Ain't nobody in the house. And then Donna says this, you think daddy gonna let something happen to you? He said, no, but it's still dark. Huh? You don't understand. See, that's what we do with the Lord. Amen. See, we try to step out on faith, but we still have a little bit of hesitation. But see, when we hesitate, we show that the Lord, we ain't trusting all the way in it. Amen. See, if we need to trust in the Lord, he's going to make some things happen. You don't have to pray. God's going to make sure that it's going to be decent in order. God's going to make sure that it goes in the straight and narrow. But here's the best thing about it. God ain't gonna bless it because he don't bless mess. Amen. Right, right, right. So if you put a plot together, and I'm getting to the end of my story, and to the end of God's story. If you got a plot, like the people was plotting to trade Judah, they was gonna sell Judas sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. Yeah, yeah, and here's the kicker of that. 30 pieces of silver. Silver ain't worth a quarter nowadays. Amen. Right. And maybe if you say, well, it's 30 pieces. 30 pieces is nothing in today's time. But the sacrifice that he paid was way worth more than 30 pieces of silver. You don't understand. But and as I sit here, and he said, and when he looked and he said in 38 and 39, he said unto them, my soul exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And they went right back. See, here's the thing. When we get to a point in our lives, we just have a long prayer list. We're always asking people to pray for us.
Yes.
We've been praying for Tiger. He's done made it to church. We've been praying for sorrowful hearts and hurt in our lives. And we all back here together. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer works.
Amen.
Prayer changes things.
Amen.
Prayer changes people.
Amen.
But here's the kicker to the whole thing. You got to pray first.
Well,
have a good heart.
Well,
have good meaning. Have good intention.
Right.
Now see, if you keep falling asleep on the Lord,
yes,
he won't bless you.
Yes.
How can he bless you and you don't give him 2 minutes of your time?
Yes.
Man, I wish I was talking to myself this morning. And I say, if I was going to play with the Lord, I wouldn't expect a blessing from the Lord. But being that I love my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins,
yes,
I say thank you for the blessings that he gave me. Brother Gibbons said last week in a special way, you damn well right, 21 times last week, I might say it 41 times this week. Thank you because I need you. Thank you because I love you. Keep counting because I'm going to keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And I promise you, God's going to hear me say thank you. Amen? And then, and I'm going to get closer. Then he said, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. Amen.
Well,
see, we always get caught up in what we want, not what God wants.
Amen.
God tells us to do something, and we do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
God sends us on a certain direction, and we take a shortcut. And we was learning in class Monday when the teacher was telling us, said, have you ever been in a truck with your wife, and you be going to the mom, and she said, can you turn this way? And you, like a dummy, you know you're going to the mall, but you turn that way. Now she wants to stop at six others. Amen.
Right.
See, God has a plan for you to go straight and narrow and go the direction that he points you, but somebody falls asleep. And then they go a different direction. Amen. Or they lead you to go a different direction. Amen. But here's the thing that I love about my God. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Yes, sir.
Watch and pray that ye enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Ain't it funny how our bodies and the flesh get weak?
Yes.
Our minds get to a point where we say, we ain't going to do it, but our bodies say, I got it. We fell asleep.
All right.
We all have two moments. When was the last time you fell asleep?
Come on.
Green said this morning in Sunday school, he said, 10 seconds ago in my mind. We laugh, but we do. Every thought that is not of God's will and way is a sleeping moment. Every time that we feel that we are on point and everything going to be all right, but all of a sudden, a child cried. I lose focus. You fell asleep for a second. You ever had somebody nudge you in church? It make you mad because they woke you up. And not because that they woke you up, because you feel embarrassed because somebody might have seen them wake you up. Amen? That's what they mean, man, because they woke up. You mad because somebody might have seen us wake us up. See, we always get caught up in what people think, what people see. But I tell you what, on that day of judgment, when you standing before the Lord, you ain't going to be able to look around and look at Grant Givens, you ain't gonna be able to look around, look at Aunt Dottie, you ain't gonna be able to look at Buster, Deacon Stewart, you on your own. Can you imagine if God asked you, you sleep while you need to be praying? Say amen. And say ouch. And then the thing is, when you sit here and you wonder, and the thing that we love about it the most is he gives us the opportunity. And then as Christ would not, you know, every man has to bear his own cross, right?
That's right.
And then a sin bearer is awful anguish in that moment that sin would and were preferred to Christ, he became sin for us.
That's right. That's right.
See, here's the thing was, back in the day before Jesus, what did they do? Janet just talked about it. Back in Moses' day, what did they do? They took calf blood and did what? Put it over the door. But now we got that good blood. That blood from Jesus. Say amen. And you look at it, Jesus knew that he was going to be the living sacrifice. Amen. And I can't imagine, don't want to imagine, don't even want to say I truly understand what Jesus was going through, because I can't even imagine. Amen. Can't none of us imagine. But I can tell you what, he wasn't scared. He wasn't sorrowful because he was scared. He knew that he had to be a living sacrifice. And the good thing about it was, here what it is in 40 and 41, he said, and cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. And he said unto them, Peter, would thou not watch with me 1 hour? And then in 41, he says, watch and pray that ye enter into the temptation of the spirit indeed, and would of the weak of the flesh, and the flesh is weak. But in 42, he said, and he went away to eat. And the second time he prayed. But here's the thing. Jesus never stopped praying. We get caught up and we get to praying and somebody walk in, we quit praying and we forget to go back to praying because we start playing. See, something catches us when we stop praying and we end up playing and we forget about what we're supposed to be doing. You know, folks, come on Jesus again. Amen. See, distractions that go on in your life, many times, they ain't God. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Many times when you think, ooh, if I had been doing this, I wouldn't have had that happen. If you had been praying, you wouldn't have had to have suffered. Amen?
Right.
If you had been praying, a whole lot of things would have been a whole lot better. Amen? And then when we look at it right here, and I'm about to close, and it says, he left them, and he came and found them asleep again, and their eyes were heavy. Can you imagine? Jesus' eyes should have been heavy because he knew what was going to happen to him. But the disciples just fell asleep.
Yeah.
Their eyes was heavy. They didn't understand. And then it says in 44, and he gave them and went again and prayed, and he left them and went away again and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep. Just sleep on. He says, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand that the Son of Man is betrayed by the hand in the hands of sinners. Rise and you must be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Amen?
Right.
We walk around every day with somebody that's going to betray us.
Yes, sir.
We smile in their face and they smile in their eyes and their name is Judas. Their name could be Marinda Jackson and all of a sudden attached hyphen Judas. Judas comes in all different forms. We have Judas at church. We have Judas at work. We have Judas at home. Somewhere there's a Judas in your life.
Amen.
Don't be a Judas.
That's right.
Don't sell yourself short for 30 pieces of silver. Amen.
Amen.
See, you got to keep on praying.
That's
because
right.
That ain't the end of the story. Amen. They might have sold for 30 pieces of silver.
Yes, sir.
But here was the good thing.
Come on.
When he went to that hill called Golgotha,
yes,
the land of skulls,
yes,
and they placed him down on that cross,
yes,
and they they put the stake in one hand.
Yes.
They spread him out and put the stake in the other hand.
Yes.
But look, when they crossed his feet and put the stake in his feet,
yes.
And then when they rose him up, they rose him up, and he said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men to me. But here, that wasn't the end of the story. Somebody had the sense to pierce him in his side. And when they pierced him in his side, he put his head in the box of his shoulders, and he gave up the ghost. But the good thing was, when they put him in Joseph's bar, too, early on that third Wednesday, day, he rose for our sins. He rose for all of our sins. And we live this day to believe in Jesus.
Yes.
If nobody else has rose on the third appointed day,
yes.
But here's the good thing. Don't fall asleep no more on Jesus.
Yes.
He's done so much for you,
yes.
And you better not fall asleep on him no more.
Yes.
Because now is the time to say thank you,
right.
Thank you,
right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, say thank you, Lord,
yes.
Because he's been good to me.
Yes.
I can say, man, I'm going to say out to y'all, yes. Everything's going to be all right.
Right.
Just fall asleep on Jesus. Watch me end up there. But I tell you this on this day.
Yeah.
God's been too good to you.
Yeah.
He's been way too good to you for you to keep falling asleep on it.
Yes.
Keep on falling asleep, you're going to miss something. See, that's what happened. You ever seen somebody fall asleep? Like you go to school bus in the morning? We all have missed the bus once or twice in life. Keep on falling asleep, oversleeping.
Yes.
Oversleeping and late for work. Amen?
Man.
See, you can't be late with the Jesus train.
That's right.
Everything's going to be all right. Like I said, I don't know. This may be my last time.
Sir.
It may be my last time, I don't know.
Yes.
I may not see you no longer when I get home tonight.
Yes.
I pray to God that I live to see another long day.
Amen.
I want to see my children grow up.
Yes.
Dr. King said, there's going to be some difficult days ahead.
Yes.
He said, I may not get there with you. We as church folk, I'm going to get to the promise.
Amen.
And I tell you, we as a people will get to the promise. Amen. Just do me one favor. Don't fall asleep.
Amen.
Pay attention to what's going on around you. Because falling asleep on the Lord can have a whole lot of bad repercussions. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. And now turn it back to you. This is the time. Let us stand this invitation time. There may be one who's done fallen asleep for a while. Somebody who wants to be restored into the church. Somebody maybe want to be a candidate for baptism. Somebody just might want to be a member of our church this morning. Give yourself to the Lord. Amen. Wake up. Wake up.
We all have fallen asleep. Jesus, you better wake up or get that man. So thank God for each of you who are here sharing with us on this day. Nothing else holds our attention. Don't forget a very quick meeting. It'll take just a short time, and then we'll meet with officers for you. Nothing else? Amen. Turn back into the hands of Reverend Al Folks of Saddle Benedict.
Let us stand. Oh, Heavenly Father, first and foremost, we say thank you. Lord, I pray that everything that we've done and said has been decently in order. Let your will be done and let it be of you and not of me. Lord, I pray that your word has helped somebody today. Let them not fall asleep and even be left behind. Lord, I understand and I know that I must pray and study and show myself. Lord, thank you for watching over this church. Thank you for watching over our pastor, all the way down to the congregation, deacons, and pulpit and pew members. Yes. Lord, we are a family, Lord, and we say thank you for another day.
Yes.
Lord, strengthen us until we meet again, Lord, and let your will be rested upon us. And when people see us, let them see that you live in us, Lord. Let us be of your business, Lord, and nothing else. We say thank you because we love you. We say thank you because of who you are. We say thank you because you have been just the best for us every day.
Yes.
Lord, give us traveling grace and arriving mercy until we meet again into this church house. Lord, we ask you to watch over us and keep us.
Yes.
Lord, for those that are not making and those that are watching on Facebook, Lord, we ask you to strengthen and keep them as well and bless them. Lord, we ask you to expand our territory spiritually, mentally, and financially.
Yes.
And Lord, we say thank you. Lord, may you rest through and abide with us henceforth, now, and forever. And let the church say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.